What's going on, everybody? This is Positive Anger with myself, Nathan McIntosh. Whoa! Look, I'm just as surprised as you, okay? Every single time I think I'm away, then I'm gone. Then I'm going to fully retire in Nova Scotia. Me, pack of cigarettes, beard, a Jeep with one seat, me. Looking at seagulls every single time I think I'm going to do that. I could still do that. You know, that actually would be a better place to do a podcast. Just sitting in my tiny little house, eating cigarettes, waiting for that Hungry Man dinner to be done, screaming at seagulls. I get the urge to do another episode. So here we are after, I think, 7 months, man. What the fuck? In that time, I've done a lot of other people's podcasts, put out another stand-up special called Down With Tech. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. There's no way any single human being other than a couple even know that this podcast is out currently if it, you know what I mean? You know, so anyways, whoever hears this, if you haven't heard or watched Down With Tech, please check it out. Yelling about the tech wizards and how they're eating us. And we're going to be eaten by, we're going to be eaten. So that's, anyways, that's what's kind of been going on. I guess there's other stuff going on in the last 7 months, but what is that? What is it? Who knows? Who cares? Here's what I want to talk about today. Me. Grown man doing a podcast. So because it feels as if people are done talking about it, and I'm not done hearing about it, because I find it pretty creepy, the fact that two people have gone in front of Congress to talk about Boeing. I don't know if it's exactly Congress. They've whistleblown. Okay, they've whistleblown about Boeing's planes. How Boeing is basically, you know, the bolts are gum. It's stuck together with like toothpicks and styrofoam. It's basically a child's science project. That the people working there making it are going, yo, this is bad. And Boeing goes, oh, come on, just make it. And then so they go, well, okay, we're going to go higher than you, and we're going to go tell somebody else that should, you know, get you in trouble, right? You can't make planes out of cream of wheat or whatever you want to do. People are on planes that work on the plane or are traveling on the plane, hundreds of people. And at any point in time, these could just fall out of the air and kill a lot of people. I can't, as a human being working here, I can't just deal with that and pretend it's not happening. So I'm going to go tell somebody, because Boeing, the good Dr. Boeing, is not listening to me. And twice now, two separate men, two, have done this. And they both mysteriously died, and now we're just sort of done talking about that, because we're on to, you know, Drake and Kendrick have gotten more attention than two, even when it was one, it was bad enough. One guy goes to people, hey, they're making the, you know, the everything. The landing gear is basically a whole bunch of Rice Krispies painted black, and this will fall apart. One guy does that, right? He mysteriously shot in the head in his car, and they say, oh, you know, he killed himself right after talking about Boeing. Interesting. The other guy, so even if it was just that guy, right? But the other guy talked about Boeing, how the planes, you know, are just basically tied together with a silly string, and they're going to fall out of the air. And then he, just a week or two after he did that, he died of a mysterious, fast-spreading illness. Which, I mean, that happens, right? Every once in a while. Every once in a while, you're walking around out there, and you just catch a fast-spreading illness that just shuts you off. I mean, you know, it's happened over the last couple of years. Some people died of COVID. Some people, which sounds, honest to God, talking about saying the word COVID sounds older than saying the Crusades. It sounds like the oldest prehistoric times. But that happens a lot. You go in front of a group of people and you go, hey, my job is not doing their job. And they're actively telling me not to do my job. And so if we continue not to do our jobs, people are going to die, right? You do that. You do the good thing to do. And then you pass away from a mysterious, fast-spreading illness. And then not only that, the whole world just kind of stops talking about it, and we have to pretend that these things didn't happen because you might have to fly. It seems as if... Now, look, I want to stress here, first of all, I'm saying, so the first guy went and testified, and he told his sister, hey, if anything happens to me, I didn't do it. He also, the day that he testified, he was like, he was going to drive home, and they're like, nah, come on, man, stick around. Talk again tomorrow. He died that night in his car. And he told his sister, look, if anything happens to me, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I'm just a guy who wants to do somewhat of a decent job, which is good for him. Because I'll tell you this, I haven't had any jobs that important at all by any stretch. Any job I've ever had, let me think. Yep, just about any job I've ever had, if something goes wrong, nobody dies. I mean, I used to wash dishes at Boston Pizza. If I forgot to wash a fork, the entire restaurant doesn't fall out of the sky and crash onto a Jersey Turnpike, right? I used to work at a call center. If I hung up on somebody, which I often did, if I wasn't able to answer somebody's questions, one side of the building didn't just flop off, right? And then that whole side had people sucked out of it. Never happened. I used to work at A&W, and I guess here, you'd have to actively try to hurt people. Like, I'd have to put something in the food, right? Which never happened. But somebody orders a Papa Burger combo with fries, right? I forget to give them the fries. They got to circle back around the drive-thru and go, hey, man, I'd like my fries, you know? What are we doing here? If I forgot to put fries in the bag when that guy was driving, the car didn't explode, right? It didn't. There's nothing bad. I used to work at Starbucks. Again, that's a place you'd have to poison stuff. If I didn't make somebody's coffee hot enough or whatever the fuck, gave somebody a mocha with three shots instead of two, whatever, you know, they didn't leave the building and then their head just was taken off, right? And then just floated into the ether while they crumpled onto the ground and just writhed in pain until they were done. You know what I mean? There's no danger in any of these things. This guy works at a job where there is danger, and he's like, if I don't bolt this door in correctly at this angle with this, this will fly off in the sky, because it's in the sky. Guys, at Boeing, it's in the sky. It's in the sky. This isn't even on the road. If you were driving a car, right, and somehow the manufacturer just didn't put the door on, and the door blew off, okay, it's not a party, but you still, the real problem is the people behind you. You're buckled in, you got your music, now you just have a side convertible. You're just partying. You're in a dune buggy, speeding down the highway. No real harm, right? But in the air, it's a little bit different, because that's, you just can't do that. So this guy goes, hey, we got to do, people are going to die. And he's like, this is not good. And they pulled a full, it seems, right? Well, I don't know. But it seems like he was fully shut off for that. Or he went and told somebody about Boeing, and then he was sitting in his truck, and he goes, God damn it, why did I do that? What's wrong with me? I would like the end of times. I want the planes to fall out of the sky. I want the landing gear to just come off and just fall through somebody's house, or have the toilet just blow right out of the plane and land in a guy's pool. I kind of want to look up in the sky sometimes. I want there to be news reports where it says, hey, guys, look out because it's raining plane again today. And parts of planes are just falling out of the sky. Pilots are just, look out. I mean, I wouldn't go outside today if I was you because two planes, the cockpits just fell apart. So four pilots are just raining. We don't know where they're going to land, but look out. An umbrella's not going to help you, you know? He's sitting there and he's like, why did I tell anybody anything? Because now they're going to make the planes safer, and I'm not going to get to live my doomsday fantasy. Oh, woe is me. Load a gun, blow my head off. So, you know, that could potentially be the thing. And the other guy, who also was like, this second guy, you know, he sees a guy go do the thing that he did and died, right? He goes, yeah, all right, cool, but they're probably not going to. What are the chances that I have the same problem that guy had, which is he was sad that he wasn't going to get to see planes just fall out of the sky, so he ended his own life. I don't want to see planes fall out of the sky. And what are the chances that I go tell somebody that Boeing is making planes out of the old El Paso taco kits? They're just gluing these hard shell tacos in the place of bolts, nuts. You know, what are the chances that I go tell somebody about this at Boeing and then I decide, oh God, what's wrong with me? I actually want to see planes fall apart. And then I go into a laboratory and open up, I break into a lab and I open up a jar entitled Mysterious Fast Spreading Illness and I just start drinking it. What are the chances of that? And then lo and behold, he goes and tells somebody, hey, Boeing's doing something bad. And then he gets the sudden urge to just jump through a laboratory window, kick over all the monkeys and shit that are in the way, grab a jar entitled Mysterious Fast Spreading Illness, drinks it, pours some in his eyes, jams some in his ass so that it really, really gets in there. And then he expires, you know? What are the chances of these being the things that happened? Or is it a lot more likely that these two guys went in, told some people about Suge Boeing Knight, and Boeing acting like a record label in the 90s shut these guys off? And then the world decided to stop talking about that because, I don't know, it's not celebrity gossip or whatever. I mean, if Boeing, if they had, let's say, somebody at Boeing decides, I just don't like Harry and Meghan, so I'm going to go to their house and give them mysterious fast-spreading illnesses and shoot them. I think people would talk about that for a long time. I mean, people are still, in some way, shape, or form, every once in a while, talking about Princess Diana, who may or may not have been run off the goddamn road in 97. I think it was 97. I was a kid, and it was on the news, and I was really upset about it, because I just wanted to watch cartoons at the time. But, yeah, you know what I mean? I think these things would still be talked about. But this, which seems to have a lot more, this is a lot more dangerous for all of us. It just sort of stopped getting talked about. And I don't know, is that because people are fearful that Boeing will come to them? Which, you know, they've already got a pretty hell of a track record, right? Two for two. Two talks, two gone. So, I mean, if you were a journalist or something to write about this, it stands to reason that they said, I don't even know, they send an off-duty flight attendant to your house to strangle you with a seatbelt they normally use for a safety demonstration, or they just, you know, they jam peanuts they know you're allergic to in your mouth. Whoever they send, is it a gate agent that comes to your door, judo kicks through the window, and just, you know, puts two in your head? I mean, what? Maybe that's why people go, what's the point of writing about this? But then you also go, okay, so what? I'll just never fly again? Because they're just going to name. Right now, right, it's like the Boeing 737, Boeing something else, Max, blah, blah, blah. They'll just change the name. Boeing will just become a different company. Boeing's going out of business. We're Zoeing now. We're just Zoeing. Boeing is dead. The CEO of Boeing is gone. Ooh, he's out of here. The company doesn't exist anymore. Nobody uses those planes anymore. Come on. And they show some weird, you know, big stack of old planes. Everybody goes, oh, good. They got those old planes out of there. But they didn't. They just made more. They just put the doors back on with, like, hamburger helper beef stroganoff, jammed it in there instead of bolts, and then are just waiting. And they write Zoeing on the side, and it's now the 676, and people go, oh, thank Jesus, this is, thank God, this is, you know, it's different now. Lo and behold, it's not, because nobody did anything, and nobody said anything, except for the two guys that did say a thing, and then they were just mysteriously axed. Horrifying. And I just want to say, too, that knowing what I know about these two guys, I'm not a whistleblower. Okay, I want that known. I'm just a guy, man. I actually love Boeing. I don't even know how to whistle, if I'm being serious. I can't. I honestly can't. I have never been able to my entire life. I can't do it. I can't blow. I don't own a whistle. I don't know where you would buy a whistle. I don't like wind instruments. There's nothing about... I'm not trying to ring any alarms here, is what I'm saying here, Boeing. I would do a commercial for you, because what choice do I have? If somebody emailed me and goes, hey, do you want to sponsor Boeing? I got to really think about that. Because what if I say no, and then a fucking flight attendant with ninja stars is attacking me every time I walk out of my house? You know what I mean? Or some guy who does Boeing hire? Is it somebody that they just, you know, maybe it's like, maybe it's, you know, sometimes you're waiting for a plane and they go, hey, look, we're overbooked. We'll give somebody $800 to not take this plane, not take this flight. We'll give you $800. And people go, and then they go, all right, 900. And they go, all right, 1,500. And then they go, 2,000. I wonder if they say that, right? And then the person gets up there. They board the plane. The person goes up. They're like, hey, all right, thanks. I'll take the $2,000. And they go, psst. And you're like, what? And they go, psst. And you're like, I'm right here. And they go, come here for a second. And they bring you around the counter at the, you know, the gate check. And they open a briefcase. And there's a gun and a map and an ID of somebody. And they go, look, we'll give you $4,000 if you hunt and kill this guy. And you go, what? Who is that guy? We'll give you $6,000 to never ask that question again. Sick. Is there bullets in that gun? How do I get it? Here's a couple bucks. Here's cash on hand, a map and a gun and an ID of the person we want you to hunt and shoot. You know, maybe it's that type of deal. So you don't know what's going on. So if I did get an email from Boeing that was like, look, man, we want you to even just put up an Instagram post saying, God, I love Boeing. I can't wait to get on one of their unbelievably comfortable, perfectly temperatured planes. Man, the bathrooms, the seats. I mean, I love it here. This is perfect. I only go Boeing. If I get to an airport, they go, this is a some other kind of jet. I go, not me. No, no. I need Bobo. I want to go Boeing because I love the jets. It would be very hard for me currently, knowing what I know now, to say no to that. Because what's the other option? You say no, you're shut off. 242 currently. 242. That's 100%. That is all of them. Two guys have talked, two guys are toast. So it stands to reason that a third person who talks is toast. And you can't untoast toast. Once bread is toast, it's toast. You can freeze bread and thaw bread. You cannot untoast toast. So it'd be pretty hard to not take that into consideration. So I just, maybe that's why people don't talk about it anymore, because they're too scared to. Because, you know, Jesus, this place will shut you off. I'm starting to think Boeing, even though that guy, I'm starting to think Boeing was responsible for Biggie's death. I don't know why. I'm assuming he was on a Boeing flight and he goes, hey, these seats are too small. I'm a big guy. And they went, oh, yeah, and then murdered him. That's what I'm starting to think. I'm starting to think a lot of murders that are unsolved are from Boeing. Some weird, you know, you're on a plane and you go, I want to bring my bag on board. And they go, no, there's too many bags. You got to check your bag. You go, what the fuck? And you tweet about something and then that person's just excommunicated. And somebody goes, oh, well, you know, I guess they died in their sleep, which normally happens when you're 28. Or is it that they complained on Twitter and Boeing goes, we're going to send one of the people that we gave 4K to with a map to your house, a gun, and your ID because you dared complain about one of our planes. Could be that. So, again, I just want to say that I can't whistle. I, honest to God, I played saxophone in grade 6. But it is a wind instrument, yes. So I do take back what I said a couple minutes ago, but it's not a whistle. And I can't whistle. And I wouldn't whistle blow. I wouldn't dare do it because, you know, I love this place. If I have any flights coming up that are on a Boeing, I'll get there. I'm getting there early. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not going to lean my seat back. I'm not going to ask for a drink. I'm not going to go to the bathroom. I'm not bringing a bag. I'm going to show up to the airport, just shirt, pants, holding my shoes. I'm ready to go through security. I honestly don't want to bother anybody. I'm here for you. Whatever you need. Whatever you need me to do. I might start sweeping up the little area in front of the gate. I might get on the plane and start fluffing other people's pillows. I just want to be of service here. Because I don't want to bother anybody, because two people have and two people are toast. And we are just kind of done talking about it, which is pretty creepy. These seem to be the type of things that happen in countries that this one says it's not. Done by companies that have unlimited power that this place says people like that aren't supposed to have. This is dictator type dealings. I believe if you're in Pyongyang and you go, I don't like it here, you could be Boeinged. And over here, not in Pyongyang, you go, hey, they're making the planes out of what's inside of Pop-Tarts. They're bolting. They told us not to screw in the bolts because that takes too long and that costs more money. So they said to just gently put the bolt in with my hands, but we're building planes here, not furniture from IKEA. That person was shut off. You think not in that place. You're in that place, judging by this. And this isn't like, you know, this isn't an Epstein Island deal. This is a brand of plane. Plane getting you in your pajamas and Crocs to fucking Miami. That's what they are supposed to be doing. But if you complain about how you get there, There's no roof on this plane. The window blew out. My child was sucked out of it. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. You sure you want to make that video about that? Pal, are you sure that you want to send out a tweet being indignant? Because we'll shut you off. We will shut you off. We are 2 for 2, batting 1,000. We are not fucking around. And the best part is, we're not even making them look the same. One guy, right, Holiday Inn parking lot, decided 2 weeks after he told his sister that if he died, he didn't kill himself to kill himself. And another guy bit up a lab monkey and took the illness that he had for himself. Interesting. Pretty cool. Pretty sick. What'll happen to you? Maybe you'll fall off a waterfall. Maybe you'll mysteriously dunk your face covered in meat in the alligator pit at the San Diego Zoo. Maybe that'll happen to you if you don't shut your mouth and sit in your seat and be lucky it's still in the plane, because if you look around, the ones around you have been sucked out. And if you have a problem with that, you can get toast. Toast. We'll toast you. We've been toasting people for years. That should honestly be, you know, McDonald's has a sign, billions and billions served. Boeing's got to start with 2 people killed. Look at it. We have brought this many people around the world, and we've shut off too. Maybe, look, I'm not a whistleblower. I cannot blow, right? I'm serious. Can't blow a whistle. I don't own a whistle. If today somebody gave me money and said, hey, man, go buy a whistle. I'm just letting you know, I don't even know where to get one. I'm serious. I don't know if it's a party store, you know, Long and McQuaid. I don't know where you even get a whistle. I don't even know where to get a slide whistle. And that wasn't me whistling, by the way. That was me imitating the noise of a slide whistle. I'm not blowing a whistle. Please, Jesus, God, I'm not a whistleblower. I'm just a guy walking around here waiting for one of the engines from a plane to smash him in the face after it falls off of one of the beautiful Boeing planes, which I love. I do love, and I'm very for this company. And if you need me to be a spokesperson for $0, I will. Let me know, because I don't want to be bothering anybody. But I don't know. I guess, maybe this is why we're done talking about it, because people are too scared to talk about it, i.e., you know, journalists, news outlets, all that kind of thing. Because you think, it would be one of those things that every day somebody would go, hey, remember the wild coincidental story of 2 whistleblowers who blew the whistle on one company about the exact same thing, who both ended up in the ground? There's a little bit of some, like, there's not nothing there, right? I mean, there's some smoke. Some answers should probably be given, gotten to, explored, right? I mean, we're talking 2 for 2, double down, toast. 2 men, 2 pieces of toast. And we're just done talking about it because, well, you know, come on. You can't piece this together. This isn't, how do you know? Maybe the guy did bite a monkey. Maybe the other guy did decide after telling his sister that if this happened, he wouldn't, it's not him. He just decided to do it. Maybe he was sitting in his truck, waiting to drive to Jack in the Box, right? Turns on the radio, and it's George Jones. He stopped loving her today. And he went, oh, fuck, yeah. This is a really sad song. And it reminded him of some time in high school where he asked a woman on a date, and she said no. And he had to go lay under the bleachers and weep because he thought, nobody will ever have sex with me. I'm going to die alone. And then he decided, none of this has been worth it. And while George Jones sang, he shot himself. Now, that's possible. Possible, but then you got to factor in the other guy. And it is possible, again, that, you know, he went and blew a whistle and then decided, I want to bite an animal in a lab that we're testing with an illness that nobody knows about that's fast spreading. I want to ride that high for myself. I've done a lot of fentanyl. I've done a lot of crocodile. And I want to go in there and bite the face of a mutant illness-infused ape. And he did, and he's not here anymore. These two things could potentially be what happened, or another complete scenario is that the people at Boeing, instead of spending the money to actually rivet the bolts into a plane, you know, because they don't want to do that because then it cuts into their costs. It's cheaper to have a plane fall out of the sky potentially than it is, right? Dealing with all that, all those lawsuits, all the death, all the awfulness. It's cheaper to do that than pay people or use the proper equipment or whatever the hell's going on to do this right. Because if you cut the corners right, you can still go to an island. You can still drink rum out of a coconut and put your bag in the sand while you're being mercilessly blown by women you're paying. But if you don't cut the corner, I honestly wish a CEO or something would just go, look, who here doesn't want to have their balls in the hot sand while they're being mercilessly blown by two women, right? Raise your hand if that's one of you, idiots, okay? So how do you want me to do that? You want me to do that, what, the decent human way or whatever? You want me to do that the slow, steady way? People just enjoy the company and I don't kill them? Interesting. How about I cut corners, a couple of people fall out of the sky, and I get to sun my sack while drinking rum out of a coconut being violently sucked by two locals? Okay, press conference done. Because I personally am, I think about this story. Obviously, you're talking about it currently. It is interesting to me that we are just over it and just have to pretend that it's not happening. What's so crazy? There's many crazy things here, but one thing that's really wild to me, Idiocracy is now, we're living in it. That movie couldn't be less funny today because it is. There's a couple scenes in Idiocracy, right, where they just do a dumb gag. It's not even talked about. They're walking through trash, and behind them, planes are falling out of the sky. And it's supposed to be a joke about how in the future, people are so stupid, everything's so fucked, that planes just drop out of the sky. And you see that years ago, and you go, ha, 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 ha. What they didn't get into is Idiocracy is that two whistleblowers, right, who tried to stop the planes from falling out of the sky, were shut off. They didn't get to that part of the movie. Maybe in Idiocracy 2, welcome to Costco, I love you. Maybe in that one, they will show the scenes of a man being like, you know, because they're so stupid. The guy put the thing, and then just choked by a hitman with a pilot's hat and a jacket that says Boeing on it. And yes, I know Boeing is a plane and not an airline, but okay. But anyways, this is it creeps me out. And again, I just want to stress, even after all this, I'm not a whistleblower. That's honestly, oh yeah. I've never whistled in my life. You see in shows and stuff, and people put their fingers in their mouth, and what is that? What the hell is that? I don't know how to do that. What is that? What are you even grabbing? Your teeth? Your tongue? Boeing, if you're listening, I don't know how to whistle, and I love your planes, and I'm not saying anything. I'm just talking, okay? This is just a man talking. I don't know anything about anything, and I'm just talking about two pretty big coincidences, but hey, I could listen to your story, and I get it. One guy, after telling his sister that he wasn't, if anything happened to him because he was afraid, going up against a big company like Boeing that if anything happened to him, he didn't commit suicide. He might have. He might have changed his mind, you know. Holiday Inn's a tough place to sleep sometimes, depending on which state highway you're at. Some of the Holiday Inns, I mean, my God, they don't even have coffee in the lobby. You go downstairs, you want to get a green tea, they don't have any? Fuck this. I'm going to my truck and I'm ending it. And the other guy, you know, same scenario. He blew some whistles about the same company not long after the other guy. And then, I mean, I'm sure he woke up that day and he probably told his dad or his wife or something. He's like, look, if anything happens to me, I don't want to make out with a mysterious illness that's fast spreading. I'm just letting you know that. And maybe he changed his mind, though. Again, who knows what's going on in his day? You know, he went in and he testified and he was like, hey, they're basically telling me to pretend there's doors on the plane and tell and get people to believe that there are doors there. And when they say there are no doors, I say, no. Think, look again. And then I stand in front of the hole and I go, I'm a door. And they go, you're not, what? And then we just take off, right? Maybe he then was walking out of the room and he tripped and fell in front of, like, I don't know, a group of people. And they started to laugh and they were like, you're an idiot. And then he went, I can't take this anymore. And again, he broke into a laboratory and he looked for a container marked mysterious fast spreading illness, much like the container of ooze from Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. And he just started to drink it because he didn't want to be here anymore after being humiliated post testifying. Both, you know, now that I'm thinking about it and talking it out, those stories make sense. So, yeah, no, I believe it. Now that I just had to think about it, and they do make sense. So, I'm with you, Boeing. Again, I believe those stories, and again, I cannot whistle. I don't even. I'll go this far with you. Not only am I not a whistleblower, a man who can't whistle, I don't even let people whistle around me. That's how much I dislike it. People whistle around me, I slap them. And I say, shut it. We were having a perfectly normal day until you started doing that disgusting thing with your mouth. Shut up. Idiot. Is what I say, just so you know. So, well, this, you know, hey, it's been a long time since I've done a podcast, and this here is one, I'm assuming. We'll see what happens from here. Will it be another 7 months? Will it be 8 years? Will I tell anybody that I put this out? Hard to say. But it's done today, currently. And, you know, hopefully all of us aren't completely, you know, sucked out of a plane at some point in time, or, you know, the landing slide blows off, or one takes off and then the landing gear doesn't come down, so you gotta just bounce your way onto the runway, you know. Planes just it's just a K car with wings. Hopefully we all make it, you know, because I just want to say again, they're not doing anything wrong. Boeing's not doing anything wrong, clearly. These two guys, you know, just, I don't know, man. Coincidence. It's interesting. So, yeah. This has been an episode of Positive Anger. Another one. Dear God, when will this stop? I got a bunch of shows coming up in the next little while. Where am I going to be? Connecticut, May 16th, 18th at Comics. I'm in Batavia, June 20th, 22nd. Hopefully. Washington, D.C. at Union Stage Theater, June 29th. And I'm in Denver at the Denver Improv, June 19th, 21st. And again, if you want to check out special Down With Tech, it is out now on YouTube, out 1 month today. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And hopefully I make it to these places on a beautiful perfectly put together, nothing to complain about, Boeing. Thank you guys for listening.